From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. My name is Jake Longwell. It's great to have your company once again. We will open today's program with music of the Austrian late classical composer Johann Nepomuk Hummel, who lived from 1778 to 1837. He was a full-time student of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. In fact, he resided with the Mozart family for 2 years. He also had the honor of studying with other notable Italian and German composers of the era, including Haydn, Salieri, and Clementi, among others. In the late 1950s, Hummel's trumpet concerto was rediscovered, and this sparked renewed serious interest in the remainder of Hummel's works. In 1798, he composed a series of three sonatas, two for fortepiano and violin, one in B-flat major and the other in F major, and a sonata for fortepiano and viola in E-flat major, all opus 5. We'll turn to his sonata number 3 for fortepiano and viola in E-flat major, opus 5, in three movements: Allegro con moderato, Adagio e cantabile, and Un rondo con moto. This is from a compact disc issued on the Canadian Marquee label and featuring two prominent Canadian performers, Paul Luchau on viola and Michael Jarvis, forte piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
A classic example of the late classical sound, music of Johann Nepomuk Hummel, Austrian composer, who, in addition to composing, was quite the humanitarian. He founded a musicians, widows, and orphans fund in Weimar, one of his many accomplishments throughout his lifetime. We listened to his Sonata No. 3 in E-flat major, Opus 5, for fortepiano and viola, part of a collection of three sonatas from circa 1798, the other two for fortepiano and violin, Sonata No. 1 in B-flat major, Sonata No. 2 in F major, respectively, in three movements, Allegro con moderato, Adagio e cantabile, and Un rondo con moto, respectively, as performed here by the duo of Paul Luchau, viola, and Michael Jarvis, forte piano. We took it from a compact disc on the Toronto-based Marquee label, featuring all three of the Opus 5 Hummel sonatas. Paul Luchau is an accomplished violinist and violist who appears frequently on the Vancouver Baroque music scene. He is quite comfortable performing music of the 17th century. In fact, he was a founding member of the Burney Ensemble and the Ensemble La Cetra. He also appears frequently with the Pacific Baroque Orchestra. But he has also performed music in a more contemporary vein. Michael Jarvis is an accomplished harpsichordist and forte pianist, and has accompanied many of Canada's finest singers, and he is an in-demand coach and collaborative musician. And they're fine interpreters of music of Johann Nepomuk Hummel, as demonstrated by that last piece. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I am Jake Longwell, presenting a wide variety of music from virtually all periods in the classical repertoire, and we will be listening to something completely different in just a few moments. But first, I want to remind you that if you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by sending email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to check out our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com, where you can view full program playlists and also stream episodes of the program on demand at your convenience. Again, all of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Well, I promised you something completely different, and I am now going to deliver. We'll turn to a recording that was released in May of 1969. The album, Electronic Sound. The album is credited to George Harrison. It was his second solo release while he was still very much with the Beatles. This album is a fine example of late 60s electronic experimentation, especially featuring the Moog 3 synthesizer. But the album is steeped in controversy. The piece that we're going to hear, the longer of the two pieces on this disc, No Time or Space, is actually a demo recording featuring the Moog 3 synthesizer as performed by California composer Bernie Krause. Krause later pursued litigation against Harrison, claiming that the demo was recorded without his knowledge or consent. Bernie Krause's name does appear on the original LP cover underneath George Harrison's, but this was painted over at Krause's insistence. What we seem to have here, then, are two pieces featuring two different performers, No Time or Space, featuring Bernie Krause, and Under the Mersey Wall, which features George Harrison performing on two Moog synthesizers in his home studio in the UK. No Time or Space was recorded in California. As I said, the piece, a fine example of late 60s electronic experimentation. all performed on one single Moog 3 synthesizer with the use of some tape delay and echo effects. Electronic experimentation at its finest. No Time or Space, performed by Bernie Krause, featured on the album Electronic Sound from George Harrison.
Thank you.
No Time or Space, recorded in California in November of 1968. A demonstration, essentially, of the Moog 3 synthesizer by Bernie Krause, the piece credited to George Harrison and appearing on George's 1969 album, Electronic Sound. This album really didn't do much in the pop charts. It didn't chart at all in the UK, and it barely cracked the top 200 album chart here in the US, ranking at number 191. It's seen by many critics as a curiosity and an interesting study in electronic experimental music, but nothing more. I would have to disagree. I think it's one of the premier electronic music albums of the late 1960s. The album has been reissued on CD. An interesting oddity about the original U.S. pressing of the LP, while the track sequence was in the proper order, the titles and track lengths were not. This was later corrected on subsequent reissues. As I said, the album has been reissued on CD, and you can acquire the CD as an individual release, but the sessions were remastered in 2014 for the box set, George Harrison, The Apple Years. So that's yet another means of acquiring this classic release, Electronic Sound. And that will wrap it up for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. You have been listening to Classics and Beyond. It's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed my selections. A reminder again that you can email the program with your comments and suggestions, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website is available anytime with lots more information about the music featured on each and every program. You can also learn about other programs produced by Quality Radio Productions and yours truly. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And until the next broadcast, this is Jake Longwell, again thanking you for your company. Do join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.